Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Tuesday, January 14th. Grain markets stable as we await the finalization of phase one of the China trade deal. Cattle markets showing signs of weakness, says Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was a little bit easier. It's just staying inside that Friday range. Increased beef supplies are offset by the short-term tight supplies, and the futures are right now consolidating, albeit at the high prices that we were at. Feeders did fall somewhat. Beef values are unable right now to keep up with the cash market. And the big question is this the canary in the coal mine telling us that perhaps this is the top of the market or that we're due for a correction? We know that we're long overdue for that.
Chicago March wheat futures started the week by closing down 2.25 cents to 562.25. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 2 cents as well to 492.5. March corn up 3.5 cents to 389.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein ended the day up just a couple of cents. Bids range from 610 to 622. Club wheat of ordinary protein also up a couple, ranging from 622 to 787. Dark northern spring wheat down 3 cents, ranging from 690 and a quarter to 715 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 87.5 cents to 126.55 on the February board. March feeder cattle down $1.57.5 to 146.02.5. Class 3 milk for February was down another 8 cents to $16.90. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.